Das kann so sagen, dass ich gesagt habe, wenn wir hören, sagen wir, noch ist daft, es war, sagt der Mischner, one of the two chalas in a stale lechem, or one of the two arrangements in a lechem upon him become tomei, Rabbi Yehuda says, both chalas, or both arrangements, have to be taken out and burned, because the carbon of the tzibber is not divided. The chamtzei, the tomei one is tomei, the tar ones can still be eaten. Zakeh Gemara, Rabbi Lotza said, the machloikis is where they became tomei before the zrika, let's say, of the animals, or the burning of the levina. However, if they became tomei afterwards, everyone agreed that the tomei one is tomei, the tar one may be eaten. What's the point of machloikis in the case where it became tummy before the zrika? So Rav Papa explained, machloikis is whether the tzitz brings acceptance for the parts of a carbon that are eaten. The rabbanon say that it does. The Rav Yehuda says it does not. We see from a brisa that they even argue regarding the parts of the carbon that are burned on the mizbeach, so that can't be the basis of machlokes. Further, Rav Ashi said, a brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, that if even one shevet is tamei, everyone brings the carbon in tumah because the carbon of the tzibber is not divided. Now, this has nothing to do with the tzitz providing acceptance, and yet he says his ruling. We see that his psak has nothing to do with the tzitz. Further, Ravina said, if the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is based on the tzitz, he should give that as his reason in our Mishnah. And Gemara, rather, Rabbi Yechanan said, it's an established ruling of Rabbi Yehuda that the carbon of a tzibber is not divided. Zok the next Mishnah. A pigle intent regarding a carbon taida makes the breads pigle, but a pigle intent regarding the breads does not make the taida pigle. How so? If he shechted the taida with intent to eat it the next day, both the carbon and the breads become pigle. However, if he shechted with the intent to eat the breads the next day, the breads become pigle, but the taida does not. Mishnah continues. A pigle intent regarding the lambs in a shtei alecha makes the breads pigle, but a pigle intent regarding the breads does not make the lambs pigle. What do you mean? Ketzad, if he shechted the lambs with intent to eat it the next day, both the lambs and the breads become pigle. However, if he shechted with intent to eat the breads the next day, the breads become pigle, but the lambs do not. Fek digamar. Why does pigle intent regarding the taida to make the breads pigle? It can't be based on a statement of Kahana that said that the pasuk refers to the breads as toida as well, because if that's the reason, then a pigle intent regarding the bread should make the toida pigle as well. And for the Gemara, that's not problematic, because the breads are referred to as toida, but the toida is not referred to as breads. The Mishnah says that pigle intent regarding the lambs in the Shtei Alecha makes the breads pigle, but a pigle intent regarding the breads does not make the lambs pigle. Now, we don't find anywhere that the breads are referred to as the lambs, and yet they cause the breads to become pigle. Rather, the reason for this one-way relationship is that the breads are an accessory for the taida and for the lambs, which is why they become pigle along with the carbon, but the lambs are not an accessory for the breads, and the taida is not an accessory for the breads, and that's why the reverse is not true. Mar says the reason the Mishnah had to get both cases is if we only had the case of taida, we would say that it's only in that case that the breads don't make the carbon pigle because they never became connected with a tnufa. However, regarding shtei alechem and the lambs that have a tnufa done together, we think that maybe because of that tnufa, even an intent on the breads would make the lambs pigle. That's why the Mishnah had to give this case as well. What's the halacha if one shechted a taida with intent to eat a combined kezayit of the carbon and the bread the next day? Clearly, the carbon will not become pigle, but will the breads become pigle? Rav said, in this case as well, the breads become pigle and the carbon does not. If the thing that's making the pigle, meaning the carbon, does not itself become pigle, and the thing that cannot make pigle, meaning the breads, they can't make the carbon pigle, then surely it should also not become pigle. And for the Gemara, we don't make such a kal v'chomer, as we can see in a braisa which says that it once happened that a person planted seeds of another species in the vineyard of his friend. The rabbanon said that the seeds are usher, but the grapes remain mutter. Now, why don't we say a kal v'chomer? If the grapes, which are making the seeds usher, don't become usher themselves, then the seeds, which are not making anything usher, should surely not become usher. We see that we don't make such a kal v'chomer. In fact, that's not a good answer. Those seeds are only usher the rabbanon, and therefore the rabbanon made only the seeds usher to penalize the person who did not act properly. However, in our case, we should say this kal v'chomer. Mar says there's another version that taught. Rabbi Elazar asked this question and had the conversation that followed, all in regard to where the lambs were shechted with intent to eat a combined kezayis of the carbon and the bread the next day. The Gemara says the first version would agree that the same question applies regarding the lambs and the breads, but the second version would say that it's only a question regarding the lambs and the breads because they're combined as one unit for the tenufa. So Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Abba Zutti said the question Rabbi Elazar asked was, what if he shechted the lamb with intent to eat its friend the next day? Do we say that its friend, meaning the other one, refers to the other lamb and it therefore will not become pigle? Or do we say that its friend refers to the bread and therefore will make the bread pigle? And for tomorrow, Rav answered, a Mishnah clearly says that if he shechted a lamb with the intent to eat its friend the next day, neither of them become pigle. Rabbi Elazar said, the case of the Mishnah may be that he intended for its friend the other lamb, not just by saying its friend. When he says just its friend, the question still remains. Zok, the next Mishnah, pigle intended regarding a carbon will make the accompanying nesachim into pigle once they have been made kadosh in a keli. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. However, a pigle intent regarding the nesach Nesachim will not make the carbon into pigel. How so? If he shechted the carbon with intent to eat the carbon the next day, the carbon in the Nesachim become pigel. If he had the intent to offer the Nesachim the next day, the Nesachim would become pigel, but the carbon would not. Zokt the Gemara. Brisa says, with regard to Nesachim brought along with an animal carbon, one can be chayiv kares for pigel because the blood of the carbon is matan Nesachim to be offered on the Mizbeach. This is the view of Rabbi Meir. The Chum said to him, a person may even bring the Nesachim for a carbon 10 days after the carbon is brought. Rabbi Meir said, I only stated my opinion regarding the Nesachim that are brought at the same time as the carbon. They said to him, the Nesachim may be used for another carbon, which again shows it's not so connected to the carbon and should not be able to make pigle be made pigle by it. Rav explained that Rav Meir holds that once the carbon is shechted, the Nesachim may not be used for another carbon. Tzachmar Vaita Brisa says, one can be chayiv kares for the oil of a mitzvah that became pigle because the zrika of the blood of the asham is matir, the oil to be applied to the mitzvah. This is the view of Rav Meir. The Chum said to him, a person may even bring the oil 10 days after the carbon is brought. Rav Meir said, I only said my opinion regarding oil that's brought at the same time as the carbon. They said to him, the oil may be used for another carbon, which again shows it's not so connected and therefore should not be able to make pickle by it. Rav explained, there, Meir holds that once the carbon is shechted, the oil may not be used for another carbon.